Head coach Tom Cerutori now with us here on our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Another wild night here tonight, Tom.
Yeah, and I want to make sure, too, to all the listeners out there, and you too, Schultz, is Biss with you?
No.
I didn't dodge you last night. It's like weird. Even though I've been doing this all these years, it was game one, getting back into the routine. There's no doubt I was licking my wounds a little bit, but I wasn't dodging you, and I actually came on, and you guys were already off the air. Tyler had to come in and say, you got a press conference, too. I'm going, oh, my gosh. So, no, but I wasn't dodging you. I just want to make sure I address that.
I didn't think you were.
Yeah.
Boy, that Eric Polkamp goal certainly flipped things in a hurry. He got that thing off in a hurry. That's part of his game, isn't it? Releasing pucks quick.
Yeah, he's got a hell of a shot, and obviously he showed that on that goal.
He's coming onto the ice, so I mean that's not a normal situation where somebody down low is looking for him at the blue line. He's coming into the zone. Interesting play, but still a play that a D1 athlete's going to make. But still early on in the season, it's pretty good vision by whoever in the heck that was down low that threw it back up there to him.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. You said he came on the ice. He must have came onto the ice, but I just saw the aftermath.
First period, you didn't get many shots like last night, but the second period, I thought you possessed the thing a whole lot better.
We had 35 shot attempts. I thought we possessed it. I mean, it's like these teams, these service academy teams, and mostly when you need a game, like they needed a game, they needed the win, we needed the win. It was like there was just no. I mean, it isn't easy. Like people don't know how tough it is. There's just no easy ice and the physicality and we won't see many games like this from that standpoint.
You don't see many unassisted goals where the goal scorer is going to carry it from almost his own blue line to the top of the circle before he shoots it in the 3-on-3 overtime, but Leighton Road possessed that thing for a long time.
Well, that's what happens when there's a 2-on-1, though. That's why he did. I mean, the defenseman's just staying in the middle right there, and yeah.
I like Leighton Road's chances there on a 2-on-1.
Oh, yeah.
If the defenseman's going to play off the other winger, which he's supposed to do. But how badly did you need this one tonight?
Well, I think we needed it after that. That performance last night, which wasn't good. I mean, we needed to win, and we needed to get. It was a good way to win. We were down 2-1. We tied it up. We went in overtime. We had to kill a penalty. I mean, there's a lot of positives right there. Like it was not easy.
Goal of any coach games 1 and 2 is to be better in period 6 than you are in period 1, right?
Yep.
I think you were.
Well, we'll find out. It's a long season, but we took a step today.
See you next week,
all
Tom.
Right.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Beavers win it tonight, winning in overtime. Final score of 3-2.